Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Pastor, Prophetess, Prophet Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. Today is Sunday, March the 22nd, and yes, as the songstress said, Jesus has promised us a home over there. Amen. So we just bless God for that song and ministry on today. I bless God for each and every one of you You know, I do have a book that is available. It's called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. That book is available at Amazon.com. It's available at my website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. And so I just bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord on today, oh, my soul. And my praises shall continuously be in his in my mouth. And so today we're going to the book of Acts. Amen. The Lord is leading me to minister from the book of Acts. We're going to the third chapter and the first verse. As we go to the throne of grace, Lord Jesus, we just lift you up even right now. I ask that you meditate your word in the hearts and the minds of the people. I ask, Heavenly Father, that your word be delivered the way in which you desire for it to be heard, for it to be received. Heavenly Father, I come against the enemy that seeks to steal the word as soon as it is sown. Heavenly Father, oh, my rock, my redeemer, and my savior, I ask that you lift up the people even right now so that they can receive what thus saith the true and living God. I bless and magnify your name. Have your way, God. Have your way inside of the midst of the service. And so we all say hallelujah and amen. In the book of Acts, we will see here, the Bible goes to read, it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Hallelujah, amen. I want to talk to you or minister to you a little bit about the ninth hour. What is the scripture here saying when it's saying the ninth hour? God is showing that the ninth hour is the last, amen, time slot in which is available for my spirit to move. Amen. It's kind of like being in just in the nick of time. Amen. People say God is never late. He's always on time. So God comes right before, amen, the clock strikes 12, right before Cinderella, her entire entourage and her entire ensemble and all the things that she's representing in her gown and in hallelujah and in the coach and the stage clothes, before everything, hallelujah, crumbles. Hallelujah, God. This is when God shows up. Amen. This is the considered the ninth hour. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. What is God saying on a day? He's saying that the hour of prayer, men and women of God out there, has to be the ninth hour, meaning that, hallelujah, God, when all else fails, amen, enter into the second wind of the ninth hour is the hour of prayer. Now, I know that man should always pray, amen, but God is showing here, amen, that even in the ninth hour, amen, before, hallelujah, Cinderella loses everything from the ball, amen, it's the time of prayer, amen, for when you kick into prayer, the heaviest, amen, is hallelujah, when God showed up, for we'll find out that God showed up for this man in the ninth hour that was healed. The Bible says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Hallelujah, God. How many of us know that we're laying at gates of temples, amen, but everything is not always beautiful, for we find this man was laying at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, but what he was laying on and laying in was not beautiful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, on this one, on the day, being in the ninth hour needed to be the time in which of prayer and fasting, hallelujah, for what we're laying in is not so beautiful. What we're desiring, hallelujah, from God are great things, but what we seem to be laying or caught up in is not that which is beautiful. You know, Christ came, hallelujah, God, for the sins of the world, hallelujah, God. And the Bible said that at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, this man that was lame, hallelujah, from his mother's womb from the very beginning, hallelujah, God, he had a rough time. He had a rough start, hallelujah, from the very beginning. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you see things, hallelujah, God, excuse me, from the very beginning, hallelujah, it looks like a nasty situation, hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible goes to say it, the man asked alms of them, meaning that he was a beggar. Amen. Alms are, hallelujah, just simply gifts
that people give you, amen, spare change or pocket change, amen. They call them, the technical word is, hallelujah, God, a peddler, amen, P-E-D-D-L-E-R, amen. So this man was a peddler, amen. He was a man that, hallelujah, begged for pocket change, the leftovers, the crumbs, amen, but he was laying at a gate, amen, that said beautiful, but there was nothing beautiful about it. Hallelujah, God, but the Spirit had to reveal that it was truly beautiful, amen, and we'll find out in the end, hallelujah, the situation that you're laying in right now may not seem to be beautiful, hallelujah, God, but when God gets finished, you really are going to be in what's called beautiful. He asked alms of them that entered into the temple. We see here, the Bible says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, amen, he asked them for alms. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. You know, sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to just fasten your eyes upon the true and living God. You have to fasten your eyes upon the Spirit of God, not looking to the left and not looking to the right, not looking at the doctor's report. Oh, Bashata, son of God, show us in the spirit realm where to look for. For you said in your word to look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from you. If I could just minister to this to you on a day, if the Holy Spirit could just speak the word to you on a day, to fasten your eyes upon him, because God is the only one that has the answer to your problem. God is the only one that has the answer to the thing that you're laying in now that is not beautiful. God is the only one that has the answer to things turning in from dreaded, from dreadful into beautiful. The Bible says that the man fastened his eyes upon them, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. So you got to expect to receive something from God. The man was ready. His soul was willing. For one thing, we notice about this man that was crippled, he was laying in the right place. That's what you got to do on a day. You got to choose the way in which you lay. You got to choose where you're laying. You got to choose how you're laying. He wasn't laying in front of the nightclub asking for alms, but he was laying where he knew he could get help. See, your help comes from God on a day, and that's what God wants me to let you know on a day, that your help comes from him. Everybody needs help on a day. For Erica Campbell sang the song, Help, 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 and God sent me by to let you know on a day that help comes from him. For when we look at the man that laid at the gate called beautiful, he was laying at the right place. You got to get yourself in the right place where you're laying in the right atmosphere, meaning that you got to lay before the true and living Father. You got to get around people, places, and things that represent the Spirit of God. Don't let the enemy try to bamboozle you, hoodwink you, hallelujah, God, and make you think that you don't have to get into the doors of the church. For the Bible says the doors of the church are open. Come on in. God said, come into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Well, what do you think the gates are? The gates are the doors of God. Oh, come on and help me, Holy Ghost. Don't allow the enemy to make you think that you don't need to be around saved folk. Saved folk are not here to try and, oh, Bashata, son of God, judge you. But saved folk are here, hallelujah, God, to try to help you meet the master. One thing we learned about the man that laid at the gate of beautiful, he was laying in the right atmosphere to get his blessing. And then he fixed his eyes upon the men and women that could help him. God is saying, fix your eyes upon something. He's saying, fix your eyes upon those that can help you. You know, the Bible says that there is counsel in the multitude of numbers. The Bible says that there is wisdom in the multitude of those that have his spirit. But the Bible said that they chose people that were full of the spirit in the church of Antioch to be mindful of the things of God so that they could preach the wisdom in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, there is wisdom in those that know the word of God. Don't turn your back on those that know the word of God. For God has placed those people people in those situations, in those positions to help you. Oh, hallelujah, God. Help me get this out on a day, God. Send out your word forth to the people, God. Let them know that you're here for help. You know, God is saying on a day that my help comes in many different ways. You've seen the Obashata Sada, God, the hallelujah, God, the joke they said. The man stood on top of the house and he was drowning. Obashata Sada, for the heavy flood came in. And God, he prayed to God and said, God, send me help. And one time a boat came by and he said, no, I don't want to jump on that boat. That boat does not look safe. Then a helicopter came by and he said, I'm too scared to reach up and grab it. And, oh, Bashata, son of God. And then something else came in to save the man. And all of a sudden the man looked around and everything was closing in on him. The water got bigger and stronger and deeper. And he said, God, I thought you were my help. I thought you were going to send me help. And God said, I sent you help on three different occasions, but you did not take heed to it. And God is saying, pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to your atmosphere, for we see this man was laying at the gate called Beautiful, and Peter, Obashata Sana, and John had it available. They had it available to heal the man. And you got to pay attention to what God is sending you. God is saying, I'm sending resources in this season and time to my church. But for some reason, my church, they will not heed, Obashata Sana. Father God, God is saying for some reason, my church will not open their eyes. And God is saying, look at the people and the places and the things all around you and be able to pick out that which I've sent to help you. Oh, come on and help us, God. God is saying that some of us will throw our pride to the side. God is opening up valleys and streams and hills to bless us. But some of us have to throw the pride aside. We have to crucify the flesh. Go ahead and deliver the word the way you see it on a day, God. I'm not preaching, God, but you're ministering by your word on a day, God. Oh, Bashata, son of God. See, what you got to understand is that the preacher can flow in many different ways. One day the preacher can preach. One day the preacher can hoop and holler. And another day the preacher can minister. Another day the preacher can prophesy. The preacher comes in many different ways. Diversity of gifts is what God is giving out. And what God is showing is that in retrospect, although I'm ministering on a day, there are many ways to achieve a goal. And God is saying that I'm sending you many different ways, many different signs, many different signals, and many different resources to achieve the goal in which I've called you to achieve. And you got to pay attention to what's around you. For we find the man was a man lame. He needed something from God. And God sent two men called Peter and John to give him what he needed. If the man had not looked up on Peter and John, he would have missed it. Because how long did the man lay at the gate called Beautiful before he got his deliverance? I'm sure he was there every day, but the Bible said he was there all the time. But for some reason on a particular day, he got something that he didn't get the days before. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. Oh, put your pride to the side, God is saying. And the Bible said he saw Peter and John, and he fastened his eyes upon them. And John said, look on us. Oh, come on, God is saying to tell my people to look on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes in many different forms, many different fashions, many different sounds, and many different ways. The Bible said, and he gave heed. To give heed means that he listened. And God is saying to listen to what thus saith the sound of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost may be speaking in your ear, and he may be speaking through someone else. He may be speaking through a dream. He may be speaking through a vision. But at any rate, the Holy Ghost is always speaking. And the Bible said the man was expecting. You got to be in a spirit of expectancy with God. God is not a small God. He's a big God. We serve a big God, and you got to look for big things. Don't expect to receive little crumbs. Oh, Bashata Sana, for in his Spirit are big crumbs. They may be crumbs, but they're big. And he expected to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See what God is saying on today, that a lot of times we look for the things we think we need in silver and gold, in money and coins, in bill of sale. But sometimes what we need is found in resources. If we would follow the resources of the Holy Spirit, he's going to lead us to the manifestation of the money. If we follow the resources of the Holy Spirit, he's going to lead us to the manifestations of the healing. Oh, come on and help me, God, on this one. It wasn't Peter and John that did the healing, but it was the Spirit that was inside of them that did the healing. The Spirit that looks and seeks to find who he can heal. Oh, yes, God is saying on a day, my Spirit roams the earth all around and up and down, looking to see who I can heal, looking to see those that are looking to receive me. My Spirit goes everywhere, searching out those that have a desire to be healed, searching out those that want to rise up and walk, searching out those that are laying at the gate called beautiful, searching out those that are laying at the feet, oh, Bashata Sana, of the cross. You want to be healed? Lay at the feet of the cross of Jesus. You want to be delivered? Get down on your knees and have a little bit more prayer. You want to be saved from that situation? Pray to God in the ninth hour. Just before the repo man hooks the car up, get down on your knees and pray and see what God will do. You know, prayer changes things. Prayer puts things in alignment with God's Spirit. When a man prays, God has no choice but to show up. If he didn't show up, then it wouldn't be in his word. For he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. If God promised it to you, he would give it. And he said that he hears the prayers of the saints, that they're nigh unto him. Oh, come on and help me, God, on this one. What you have to understand, when we look in at this man, we see and we recognize, hallelujah, Jesus, that he took him up, amen, by the right hand, Peter did, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And God is saying on a day, if you want an immediate deliverance, go into prayer. If you want immediate breakthrough, lay at my gate. If you want immediate results, then get into my secret closet and find me. God is saying, I'm a Spirit that never hides. I'm in the plain open. All you got to do is call on me. All you got to do is knock on my door. All you got to do is seek me and you shall be found. Oh, come on, God, on a day. God said to let my people know that I'm nigh unto them that have a contrite spirit, meaning that those that have brokenness, are you ready to be broken for God? Are you ready for God to empty you out and pour you back in his Spirit? Are you ready to be used for God? If you desire to be used for God, God is ready to use you. God is saying on the day, it's very clear. He's saying, I'm not hiding from anyone. A lot of folk use an excuse. I can't find God. God don't hear me. But the devil is a lie. God hears all those that call on the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, who needs to be saved? Can any man be saved? God said, if you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. This is why it's the Ten Commandments, that don't say God's name in vain. Because when you say the name Jesus, he shows up ready to be in action. He shows up to work. He shows up ready to deliver. He shows up ready to take the affliction away. The name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess and everybody will stand before God and proclaim that he is Lord and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm just ministering to you on a day, and God sent me by to let you know that if you need something and you're laying at a gate, and it does not look beautiful, as this man laid at a gate, and the gate was called beautiful, but his situation was not beautiful. Oh, afflicted. You may be afflicted. There are so many people that put pictures out on Facebook and, hallelujah, social media, but inside they're being torn and ripped apart. Oh, come on and help me, God. But God is saying, on the day that you may have taken a picture, and the picture may look beautiful on the inside, but what about on the inside? What about the affliction? What about the financial distress? What about, oh, bashata, son, of the healing in your body that you need? What about your wayward son and daughter? And God is saying on a day, even though you're laying at a gate, and it's called beautiful, but it really is not beautiful, like the man laid at the gate called beautiful, but yet you still, he was a lame, he was a cripple, he couldn't even get up and walk. God is saying that take up your bed and lay out a different, oh, bashata, son of God, place and season in him. The Bible said that it was the ninth hour when the man got blessed, meaning that it was in the ninth inning of the last season of the last hour, meaning that God does his best work at the last hour. Oh, come on and help me, God. And God is saying, if you would pray and fast and seek my face, oh, bashata, son, I've got a glory for you. I've got a blessing waiting on you. I want to bless you, but you got to get before my presence. The man that was laying at the gate called beautiful knew where to lay. Oh, bashata, son, even though he had not gotten his deliverance, he knew that if I could just lay at this gate, what I'm going through is not beautiful. But if I could lay at a gate called beautiful, where Jesus Christ dwells, oh, help me, God, on this one, I know that I will get my deliverance. And the Bible said that he looked upon Peter and John. Hallelujah. God saying, you got to look upon him. You got to look upon the ones that he sent that have his Holy Ghost, that are waiting to bless you. You know, oh, bashata, son of God. God told Saul, I've got many men in this city waiting to bless you. Oh, Bisharahana God. God told Saul, transferred to Paul. God told Paul, I've got many men in this city that are waiting to bless you. And that's the message on the day. God is saying we don't put our trust in man, but we need to look to the ones that God is sending us for help, because our help comes from the Lord, but our help will yet still come, hallelujah, in many different fashions and in many different ways and many different forms. Listen, I've been your host. This has been, hallelujah, an awesome time in the Lord. I've been your host, Prophetess Alyssa Narvaez. We thank God for the word that he has ministered into our hearts. And this word is for somebody on today. And all I see is resources. Hallelujah. God is saying, pay attention to the resources that are around you, because he's getting ready to bless you. Oh, bashata robaya God. He's saying, stay at his feet. Get at his feet. Stay in prayer. Stay in fasting. Seek him where he can be found. Hallelujah. Knock and the door shall be opened. God is right there. The Bible says that Peter took him, hallelujah, by the right hand and lifted him up. His feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he leaped and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. And what did he do? Praising God. The man that was lame, he was laying by waiting to praise God. He wasn't laying at the nightclub. He wasn't laying around arguing with individuals. He wasn't laying around in a fleshly environment. He was laying at the gate where God resided and where the saints come together. He was laying there waiting to get blessed. Hallelujah. God is saying on a day, get into the doors of the church, because they are open. There are churches all over the world. They're open. God is saying, get there. Amen. Follow this ministry. Amen. We're here. We're available for you. We're your prayer partners. Amen. You can send your prayer requests through AlyssaNarvaez.com. I just want to bless the Lord even right now for you. I thank him for the word that he has ministered to the hearts and the minds of his people. I lift his name up on high. I thank him by his spirit, by his stripes, your situation is healed. By his spirit, by his stripes, you are healed. By his spirit, by his stripes, everything around you that you touch is healed. In Jesus' name, I just thank him on today. Hallelujah, God. Be sure to, amen, check out the book, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. I've been your host, Prophetess Alyssa Narvaez, and I will see you again in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye.